This is Alex.
This is Scott.
This is Rob. We're from Fallujah.
And this is MetalSpeak.com podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my esteemed colleague, Mr. Marino, has just brought some new evidence to my attention. Now, history has certainly shown that even the most intuitive criminal investigator can be wrong from time to time. But if I am mistaken, if the lieutenant is indeed a woman, as she claims to be, then, my friend, she is suffering from the worst case of hemorrhoids I have ever seen! That's why Roger Podactor is dead! He found Captain Winky! Good night, everybody. You've been a wonderful audience. I'll be here all week. Be sure to tip your waitress.
It's Metal Speak with your host, Daigle.
These contests are not for the faint-hearted.
Darren.
Oh my god, I have arthritis, it hurts my hand, I need to grab a handful of that dick.
Legs.
Hey, she's here, man, that girl from the bar.
That's a guy.
A guy?
Yeah, that's a dude.
No way, you're just saying that because you want her for yourself.
No, dude, I'm saying that because she's a guy.
It's impossible. Just look at her. She's got the cutest little upturned nose, softest lips, sweetest Adam's apple.
Cody.
You think I don't know that's a dick and balls? I know all about dick and balls.
Well done.
I went a little long on some, but it was worth it, right?
Yeah. Well done.
Cool. All right, well, welcome to Metal Speak. You know, what we need to do is, like, allow people to try and guess. So, just, you know, based on the intros, what would you guess the top five is going to be? Probably not very far off. I mean, you know, the intros are pretty clear. Top five songs for finding out the chick who just blew you is Packin' Heat. Woo!
Yeah!
So, that'll be exciting. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything about it. When we get to it, we'll talk about it when we get to it. But,
yes.
But yeah, Jared, hit us up with whatever's coming out in the next couple weeks.
All right. So this week, we've got the new Conquering Dystopia. Which is what? Jeff Loomis, Alex Webster, Alex Riediger, and
Keith Merrow.
Keith Merrow, that's right.
Yeah.
So, instrumental metal. I checked out the first couple tracks driving over here, so it's good shit. Go pick that up. Let's see, for tomorrow, we've got the new Architects, Lost Forever, Lost Together. Our Last Enemy, which is kind of an industrial type band that I just picked up on them recently. I think Bloody Disgusting had posted something about them a couple of days ago, and check them out. They got some good stuff. It's pretty much it for this week. Next week, I got the new Ageless Oblivion. These guys are kind of a progressive death metal from the UK. I had their first album, and it is fucking phenomenal, so I'm really looking forward to this one. The new Alter Beast, Immortal. These guys used to be called Gary Busey Amaral Alert. And then I'm guessing they got sued or something for using that name. So, because I know for a while they were doing that, and then they were doing just GBAA. And I think people were kind of lumping them in unfairly with some of the, like, the party core bands and stuff like that, because they're really more like tech death, you know? So, they changed their name to Alter Beast, and they signed a unique leader right around the same time as the Kennedy Vale. And I think they're all from the same scene. So, like Kennedy Vale, Conducting from the Grave, Alter Beast, like they're all buddies, all play together and stuff like that. So, we got the promo on that, and it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. I remember checking that out a couple weeks ago.
Fucking
totally awesome.
It was a fucking rad album, so definitely pick that up. Then we got Assassins, War of Aggression, Buried in Verona, Faceless. I think they're kind of like a metalcore type band. So I think that's all we got for next week. So
cool. Sweet. Alrighty. I think we might just keep trucking along here. Oh, actually, no. I was going to ask you, Matt, how, because I know you just had a show with Vital Malice. How'd that
yeah.
go?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your first one, right?
Yeah, that was my cherry popper.
First legitimate one, because you guys did like a cover night or something.
Yeah, that pays a lot better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't bad for a first show. There was a few technical issues on my part and Keith's, so we kind of were dealing with that. And it was at Meadow Muffins. It's like a new thing that they're trying out, you know. Metal muffins.
Metal muffins.
I don't know if I am on board with their ideas and their strategies or not, but either way, it was all right. We kind of had to run our own setup. They didn't have a PA or anything, Brian bought his and everything. Aside from technical issues, it was pretty good first show. I was happy.
Was good turnout and stuff? I know it was like a Thursday
yeah,
night, right?
For a Thursday night, I was fucking surprised.
Cool.
There was actually a good amount of people, and when I say a good amount of people, I mean like 30, 40.
Yeah. That's a good amount for a Thursday. Local show
yeah.
on Thursday.
Yeah, it's
not
shit.
Bad.
Totally.
Yeah, so I was stoked.
Cool. Right on. Yeah, sorry you couldn't make it. It's
that's a, no, I totally
crazy
understand.
And
next time.
Yeah. Especially if it's on a week end.
Memorial Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Alrighty. So, I just want to put this out there. This was Jared's idea. It's actually funny. He texted me last Tuesday, and I don't know. Do you guys watch Bates Motel?
No, I thought about starting because I saw the new seasons on, but
I haven't
DVR'd it. But the first season's on Netflix, so I thought about starting it. But
well, you know, I learned my lesson about overhyping. So I'm not going to tell you, like, I really do enjoy it, and I think it's really good.
Is it as, like, incestually creepy as the ads make it out
dude,
to be?
Dude, so, you know, like, all right, if you're not aware, it's...
That dude just looks like he wants to straight eat his mom out.
Yeah. Dude, like, all right, so, you know, it's supposed to be, like, the prequel to Psycho.
Right.
But what's cool is it's set in modern times, you know? So, like, everybody has cell phones and stuff. It's modern day.
Okay.
But it's the Bates family moving to this, you know, small town and buying this hotel and trying to get it going and stuff. But the guy that plays Norman Bates is the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Johnny Depp version.
Mm.
And I don't know if that kid is just naturally kind of awkward and weird or if he's just that phenomenal of an actor, but he fits that. I mean, even his facial expressions, he looks just like Anthony Perkins.
He does.
From
what I saw in the trailers, the resemblance is...
The way he talks, the way, like, his just mannerisms. So, you know, again, I don't want to overhype it, but if you're thinking of a show to get into, I would recommend it. It's good stuff. But anyway, so the season two started last Monday, and we watched it. And then the next day, Jared texts me this, you know, a top five songs for finding out the chick who just blew you is Packing Heat. And my first thought when I hear Packing Heat is a weapon. And
see,
I was
that's
like,
what I thought, too, until you linked the interview.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, you watched Bates Motel last night because I don't want to give it a lot away. But there's a scene where there's a blowjob and there's a guy getting his head blown off. And I was like, oh, you watched Bates Motel. And he's like, no. Where did you get the idea for this? So then he sends me the link to this interview with Lord Mantis. Do you guys know Lord? I don't
know. Yeah, we got the promo on their last album from Ear Split. And it's like literally the most sickest sounding, most perverted fucking black metal shit. Like, I remember just, I posted, like, it's because it's good music. But it's, like, really disturbing music.
Really?
So I posted a link to it. I think I posted a link to, like, Candlelight's Bandcamp or something like that. And I was like, you have to listen to this because this is just, like, some of the most demented shit I've ever heard.
Wow.
And the thing is, like the fucking, the lyrics are, like, really intelligible. You know, so it's black metal. So when you sing about this stuff, you're like, and then you look at the cover. And it's
this one, right?
No. There's another one where it's basically this fucking, it's like this dismembered torso. Just do an image search. I'll try to describe it, but it's this like dismembered, like Jesus torso with this like huge dick, like going up into this hole where its wiener used to be. Like it's like really weird. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. On a cross and there's like, it looks like he's got four dicks coming out
of these like skeleton. So these are dicks.
Oh,
the skull's coming out of them. So they're like skull dicks, and there's the main goat skull dick, and they're all putting their worm penises in Jesus' newly flayed vagina.
Yeah.
Because he got gender reassignment surgery right after the crucifixion.
What are you guys having for dinner?
So,
hot dogs.
The cover fits the music, I'll say. I'll say that much. Yeah. So when I was reading this interview, like, none of that shocked me. Like, I was like, but then I started, if you want to talk about
that. I feel like we have to read some of this. And I'll be honest, I didn't read the whole thing because I don't even know why I looked at it. I was at work and it was busy as shit. And I was like, Jared never got back to me about where he got the idea from, but I just didn't notice. So then I saw him like, oh, there's a link, and I clicked, and I'm like, I'm not going to read all this. But I scrolled down and I think I saw some keywords. I was like, wait a second. So I'm just going to read this. This is from the interview with, is it the bass player, I think, that they were interviewing? And they're kind of talking about like where they get their ideas for the lyrics and stuff, and like why they're so kind of messed up. And he goes, so this is right from the interview. When I was 20, I used to hang out at Neo a ton. It's a goth club in Chicago. I was there one night on a shit ton of acid as usual, and I was smoking. I'm smoking, and this pimped out SUV pulls up, and this hot chick tells me to come take a ride with her. So I get in. We start making out like immediately and stop at this light. She asks me if I like drugs and then pulls out this big crack pipe and takes a huge rip and then starts going down on me in the car. So I stick my hand up this chick's skirt and get a handful of dick. Zing! So then he goes on, my whole world just fucking crushed right there. But that's not it.
No, it gets better.
That's when I first started thinking like that, like the whole detachment and seeing people as me thing. So I just said, fuck it, and then blew my load in that dude's mouth. I read that, I was like, oh, I didn't see that coming. I guess the guy probably did, but he got some young dick, and I got a new perspective on the animal kingdom. Hope that explains something.
Oh my God. So
I think that probably does explain everything. Like,
right?
He's like 20 years old and on all kinds of acid. And he's just like, oh, it's a guy going down to me. Fuck it.
The whole meat puppet. Yeah.
I'm already invested in this process. I might as well see it through to the end.
Yeah. Mama didn't raise no quitter. So I was like, oh, I thought you meant a weapon by heat. So that was interesting.
He's like, what did you say? Next topic, more hetero?
Yeah. I was like, we'll do it this time, but we need to up the hetero, because my first thought was like, let's see, we did the donkey bucket episode. That was like pretty homo. Like, anyway.
Kidney stones.
Right. Yeah, so... So we really like setting that bar high. Anyway, but then I also obviously everybody wanted to pick the Crying Game song, right? Right, but nobody did because that was too obvious. But have you guys seen that movie? Because I want to talk about this too.
I know the basic premise, but I've never.
It's funny to me because I read up on the wiki this morning because it was like years ago. Kim and I watched it because we heard it was like a really good movie. And there was some like really crazy twist that you don't see coming. We didn't know what it was, it's funny because the song "The Crying Game," it's totally perfect for the movie. It's sung by Boy George, and the lyrics are like, "I know all there is to know about the crying game." And when I was thinking about the movie, I don't remember anything except the twist, which is that this guy, he kind of falls in love with a chick. And they have like some oral like relations a couple times. She's going down on him.
Yeah.
And then eventually there's the same reveal, just like the interview, pretty much. He's like, I'm gonna get my hand in here, and this chick is standing there, and her pants come down, and there's a dick. And he's like, and it's just it's just like Jim Carrey's reaction in Ace Ventura. The guy just like what runs and like pukes and just what
fucking
and,
plunger.
Yeah. So it just was so funny to me because I didn't remember anything about the movie except that part. That's all there is to know about the crying game. I know all there is to know about the crying game. There's a chick that ends up being a dude. it's also why that scene in Ace Ventura is so funny because they play this song. It's just so fitting. So yeah.
Oh, is that where that song's from? Because I never actually... Yeah. I thought that was like Depeche Mode or something.
No, that's Boy George here. let's just revisit here. It's actually not a bad song. It's kind of like catchy. But yeah, listen to the first... real, like, kinky. Captain Winky! Right here.
I didn't know that was. That was a guy. I thought that was like.
Well, that's the thing. It's not.
I thought that was like Andy Lennox or something.
Guy.
Yeah.
It's Boy George, which is just so fitting that they got. Hey, Boy George, you want to sing the theme song for this movie about
sure.
a guy, about a chick that ends up being a guy? So yeah, hilarious. Yeah. Funny stuff. Yeah, I read the wiki on the movie, and I was like, yeah, don't remember that. Don't remember that. Don't remember that. Here's the part I remember. Don't remember that. So, yeah.
Dude, you're forgetting the best question.
It's like when you watch Sons of the Lambs. The only scene you remember is when he's dancing in front of the mirror.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I also remember this song where Meigs was the guy's... The prisoner, like, flings this load at Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
I remember that was hilarious.
Dude, you're forgetting the best question that you always ask. Any personal experience?
Oh, right. I was getting there.
Oh, all right. My bad.
So,
I'm just anxious.
So, any personal experience? Legs?
No. I've had plenty of gay men hit on me, but right. Nothing to this degree.
Yeah. No, this was a hard one for me because, you know, I've been with my wife. That's it. Like, so... I'm not really, like, I can't even relate, like, well, there was one time that it was sort of, maybe, or anything, like, I can't, like, really foresee, unless the day comes where I can convince Kim that, like, a three-way's a good idea, and we both make a really bad, you know, error in judgment on, like, who we invite. This looked like a really hot chick, you guys, and then I reach down and... you know, you seen The Hangover 2? I almost picked a line from Hangover 2 for the interview.
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen it.
There's a scene there. The line is, there's a reason you're in Bangkok, there's a reason they don't call it Bang Kitty. So, it's great. Anyway, so yeah, no personal experience here. Cody, what about you?
Can't say that I have.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a rare... I'd say that's a rare experience.
Yeah.
I'd say Legs is probably the clue, because I've never been hit on by a gay guy. I think Legs is...
It's happened a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's not because I'm proud of.
How do you respond to that?
Fuck off.
All right.
I will say I have gone to one of those bars before and not known it when I walked in until I got in there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No. I say fuck off. Kidding. I was pretty nice about it, and then one guy kept going. Then I was like, all right.
Now
you are crossing the line.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, you're into me. I'm flattered.
Like I'm 220 pounds. I'll fuck your ass up.
Choose your placement of those words very carefully.
I'll fuck your ass. I'll fuck you up in the ass.
I'll fuck up your ass.
You bitch, I will fuck you. I mean, I'll fuck you.
Because if you get real hung up on not ending sentences with prepositions, then
yeah.
There's no, I will not fuck up. I will up fuck your.
I'll fuck your ass. Up. Nice. Alrighty, let's get this going here. I've got my first two are just obvious ones, so.
I need this, I need love, I need you.
Recognize it?
No. I don't need one heartbeat, I need two. There's an emptiness. I need to feel, and only one emptiness will do. Only a woman can
from Team America.
It is from Team America.
Only a woman.
Oh, Only a Woman from the music that's playing during one of the hottest sex scenes in all of cinema. Especially if you've seen the uncensored version.
Yes.
Yeah. But,
yeah, that song's great because it's just like, only a woman should be doing what you're doing right now. I'm like, only a woman is allowed to touch me there. And then it's great because at the end, the last words of the song is like, all I care is that you're a woman or a man. It's great.
Yeah. All right. Let me see here. There were so many. I didn't think I was going to have that many, and then I started going, and it was like, oh, shit. So.
Yeah.
All right. So here's number one. Number five.
Oh, I thought it was one of mine.
That beginning sounded familiar, but I can't place it.
That is Disappointed by Nasum.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
totally.
Because, I figure the way I'm looking at this, you're kind of, yeah. I mean, because you would be disappointed, especially if it was, like, really hot. Like, if you had no idea, you know what I mean? And you're like,
God, you know what I mean?
Because it's never, you develop some sort of attachment, and then then you're just like, no, never.
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, then there's the doubt, and you start questioning things.
Right? Right? So, disappointment is putting it mildly, I guess. Yeah. That would just be the initial reaction, because
Sorry. So this is, I'm not going to lie, this one was really fucking hard. So most of these are like an extreme stretch.
How fucking hard was it?
I know. How stretched was it?
Up the ass. All right. And I'm going to get my most obvious one out of the way here.
Yeah. There you go.
Straight Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. I thought the cry game was obvious, but I think you nailed it on the obvious.
Yeah. That's just the shit right there.
Yeah.
Nice. Cody, did you pick some you want to go after or during?
Yeah, I'm still trying to find some. So.
All right, cool. Okay, next up, another kind of obvious one for me.
Yes.
I know I picked this before, but I could not pick it for this one.
Hey!
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 I took it right off the movie, too. That was the what makes title man part. Is it the power in his hands? Is it his quest for glory? Give it all you got to get your fight to the top. So we can know your story. Yeah, because that just seems like obvious. Like, it's happening, and you're just like, "This is awesome." And then you go, right here, "Now you're a man." What? Man, man, man.
Yeah.
All
right. Number four.
Yeah. I know what's coming. The next riff is like, right? Right here. Bugs so bad. I need a clue. I'm getting a raging clue.
they're from Canada.
Fuck. Is it is it Naraxis?
No.
Fuck. Give me the first letter of the band name.
D.
For dick.
Yeah. Oh, Depths of Hatred? Ah.
That's right.
Nailed it.
Good man. Good man. So the title of that song is Flesh Prison.
Yes.
Mm. So I think I picked this one because I was thinking about the remark that the guy made in the interview. The interviewer was talking about, okay, so your album cover has a chick with a dick. So do you think that would somehow inspire people, like some sort of, or does that connote some sort of anti-transgender, you know, sentiment, yeah, you know, and as, you know, I think, you know, a big piece of the national conversation is, you know, gay marriage and gay rights and, you know, LGBT, so lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, everyone kind of...
Now they added Q, you know.
Really?
Yeah, for questioning.
Questioning.
I heard that about a ton, LGBTQ. But anyway, go ahead.
So... But anyway, so, you know, it's a hot topic these days, so I was thinking about, you know, so, you know, they always describe, you know, lots of transgender people describe themselves as, you know, being trapped in a body of the sex, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, part of it was like, you know, should you do a little perspective taking, like, realize where this person is coming from? Do they actually think they're a girl?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
they weren't trying
was it
to, like...
so bad that yeah. they did that? I mean, it's yeah. it's a bad situation, but... And then I started thinking about that, and I was thinking about, like, it made me think of that Patrice O'Neill bit. I don't know if you saw his old stuff where he was talking about how, like, white people are always trying to prove that they're not racist. Like,
it sounds familiar.
Like, yeah, this whole, and I wish I could find it on YouTube. I've tried to find it on YouTube before because it plays into so many things that I see on Facebook. But it's like, he's like, you know, you could have, you know, a black guy walking down, you know, a dark alley in Birmingham, Alabama, and if he sees a group of skinheads walking towards him, he's going to turn tail and run, you know. But if a white guy in a business suit is walking in Harlem at the same time of night and sees a group of black guys, like, he's just going to keep walking and just be like, oh, no, because he doesn't want to turn and run because he doesn't want people to think he's racist.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
So, like, right now, it's like, you know, and I'm not encouraging violence against, you know, homosexuals. I'm not saying homophobia is a good thing, but on some level, would you not punch the guy for lying to you about being yeah. a girl just because you yeah. don't want to be perceived as homophobic?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Or is it because you're genuinely, you know, angry? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, and then it's like, do you have a right to be angry? I mean, obviously you've been lied to. You know what I mean? So it's like... You know, yeah. part of you just be like, fuck, you know, but it's like the second I punch you in the face, it's a hate crime.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. it's like, it's so.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it gives you perspective because, you know, maybe the person wasn't like, it wasn't a personal like attack.
Right.
Against you or
maybe,
whatever.
Maybe they weren't being intentionally deceptive because yeah. they legitimately.
They didn't think you were going to do that.
Right. Well, yeah. and they legitimately think they're a woman. Yeah. Like yeah. they don't see themselves.
Yeah.
As a, you know, as, you know, because transvestism is different from transgender. So, you know, transvestite, lots of transvestites are straight, normal males.
They just like dressing
just like,
up.
You get a sexual right? rush from.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck
right,
me.
Right. From dressing in women's clothing versus transgender, where they're actually living, you know, yeah. as a woman, even though they may not have all the required equipment, they're still,
yeah,
you know.
They identify.
Right. They identify or meeting, you know, meeting the legal definition. So. You know, where do you draw that line? If this yeah. guy legitimately thinks he's a chick, then, you yeah. know, is it, are they intentionally being deceitful? And if so, it's like, I really want to punch you in the face for lying to me.
But I can't hit a woman.
But I can't hit a woman.
Exactly. Just make it clear.
Exactly.
You just make it clear, I'm punching you because you lied to me, not because you're having, like, an identity crisis or whatever.
Right. So.
Have you guys ever come across someone, like, that's, like, full-on, like, transgender and... like watch
when
them
we
go through the.
We're in Boulder.
Oh, that yeah! I remember you posted a picture on Facebook.
Oh yeah, that guy.
That's like Qdoba.
Yeah.
There's a on the like minute chance that this person listens to the Metal Speak podcast. I'm gonna try to be as vague as possible.
All right.
But there's a store that we go to regularly, and there's somebody there that I've watched them go through this transition. Like they've always seemed sort of like. Weird, I guess, like just sort of awkward, and one day he was wearing lipstick and earrings and the name tag was a girl's name and full on just like it was like you could tell that he probably was struggling for a long time and then just got to the point where, you know, fuck it, I'm just going all the way now and I'm just, you know, like you said, you know, I'm going to live a female's life now,
right.
You know what I mean? But it's weird because I know that's the guy that was there like a week ago with this gigantic Adam's apple with like hairs coming out of it. But anyway, so that's the only time I've seen like that like transformation, I guess, you know.
Yeah. We had a guy that used to, when I was in college, I used to work at the Advanced Auto Parts there in Fillmore, Nevada, and this was back in like the late 90s, but there was a guy who used to come in there all the time, and homeboy was like 6'1", full beard. Kind of lanky, but it was the same thing. He would come in wearing flip-flops, like little fuck-me shorts. He'd have like the sleeveless, like the sun shirts, you know, like the Daisy Duke type, like the you know, the picnic blanket pattern, you know, the checker pattern shirts. He would tie them off. He had like dangly earrings, and he would wear, you know, real subtle lipstick.
But
you know?
He still had the beard?
He still had the beard. Full fucking, like, not like ZZ Top level, but straight just fucking, I mean, like, you know. And
ZZ Top, but at least he was in braids. So, like.
Right. And he would just come in, and he would just, you know, just act like there was, you know, no biggie.
Wow.
And there was a... He came in and he had this classic Mustang that he was restoring and he had just done the upholstery and I don't want to know what kind of stain it was. But I remember he came in and to this day, well, okay, so he comes in and he's like, look, I have this stain on the seats. I just reupholstered this car. I just got it, and I've tried everything to get this out. I just can't. I've tried turpentine. I've tried mineral spirits. I just don't know what else to do. Do you guys have anything? And the whole time, and I'm just like, God, stop talking. Like, just... But, like, to this day, the Perry mineral spirits, like, I can't. Like, people say that, and I immediately think of this 6'2" tranny who used to come to the store. Wanting to get some mystery stain out of the upholstery of his classic Mustang. Like, I just...
Oh, God.
Mineral spirits. That's yeah. So.
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
I could have an excuse to say mineral spirits around you. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. And there's actually... There's one person at my job that I'm 90% sure used to be a dude. You know?
Yeah.
Again, like 6'4", really broad shoulders, really narrow hips, but just real square, mannish features. So... She either has entered a lot of bikini bod contests and is like really ripped, or she's
made the switch.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've made that, like, I just made that observation several times, and I'm pretty sure she used to be a dude.
Yeah. Wow. Well, way to be open minded. That was a lot more deep than
perspective
I thought it was
gonna taking.
Be. Yeah,
it's all about perspective taking.
Right.
I like it.
Cool.
Let's see. This one takes a second.
Is this Van Halen?
No.
Yeah.
say I know this one, but I...
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to know who this is, but the second you say it, I'm going to punch myself in the balls.
Yeah, you probably will. So the title of the song, I'll do that before the artist, is Genital Grinder.
Oh.
Yes, Cody's got it.
Was it?
Carcass.
Oh, yeah.
And that could go either way, obviously, with said equipment and mouth.
Yeah.
You know, one false move and...
Yeah, especially if you, you know, if you punch him while he's still working, yeah. You come down on top of his head, you're like, oh my god, get away!
Yeah, but if you got a fucking handful of dick and balls in your hand, too, you can twist that motherfucker.
Yeah, grind it.
You just want to make sure he doesn't bite down, and he screams in pain instead of biting down.
Hold on, I'm about to come. Okay.
Yeah, maybe he's into that, so... All
right, yeah.
That truly is like a... I don't even know what I'd do. Like, if that ever happened, just like,
I don't want to think about it.
Can I just like pause so I can think about what's going to happen?
Mulligan. Because... Mulligan.
Yeah. Alrighty. Next up.
I know the artist.
Just said it.
Yeah, so that would be Dead Wrong by All That Remains.
That's right, yeah.
Honestly, that's probably one of their heavier songs out of the newer material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it just seemed, you know, another kind of obvious one. Like, you know, if you're like that far, obviously you're not expecting that. So that you're just,
yeah.
Oh, I'm Dead Wrong.
I was Dead Wrong about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what do I got here? All right, we're gonna swing the other way.
Oh yeah.
Any guesses?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. The vocals kind of sound like Mortician, but that's only because that's all I can think of with that real low stuff.
Yeah. That is Transgender Dismember by Gortuary. So.
That's the other way you're swinging.
The when other you way you're swinging is, you know, okay, perspective. Okay, no, I'm disappointed. Okay.
Perspective.
Let me try to see things from your perspective. Okay, I've heard you. I understand you. I still kind of want to kill you.
Yeah. Transgender dismember.
That's so well. I'm going to go get my chainsaw.
Right.
So.
Oh, awesome.
Or, I'm not, look, again, I'm not advocating violence against, you know, transgender or anybody else, but you may still have that impulse.
Yeah. Sure.
So, you know.
I think that's a basic human instinct. It's not anything against a particular community.
Right.
If I was lied to on some level like that.
But what I, you know, yeah, and again, like, I wouldn't advocate going out and beating up on cross-dressers or, you know, or anybody else. I would just say, if you found yourself in a situation, they represented themselves as a woman, you find out they're not.
Yeah, you're going to be pissed.
You're going to be mad, understandably. So, you know, if you go home and listen to Transgender Dismember by Gortuary and get it out of your system without actually perpetuating an act of violence towards said said individual, then that's perfectly healthy.
Right. Yep.
Oh, God. Let's see. I'm going to pick this one.
Don't know it.
Yeah. That's Ion Dissonance. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
nice.
That was, it really got me thinking, just kind of from his viewpoint in the interview, like, we're all meat sticks.
Yeah.
Getting your dick sucks, getting your dick sucked. That's kind of where he was coming from.
Right. So, yeah.
The more they change, the more they stay the same.
You're not gay unless you're the one doing the job.
That's right. What?
What is Brian Posehn's line? It's not gay as long as they're playing Slayer during.
Slayer. Yeah.
Guy cracks me up.
Alrighty, next up.
It's refuse or resist, isn't it?
No, somebody should have picked that. Cody, pick that. This is a long intro, I forgot. It's alright.
Is that right? Alright.
Can you guess it? No.
The vocals came in and totally ruined any guess I had. I was going to say, like, COC or Down.
I don't even know this band. They were, it was, like, an earache compilation. That, like,
yeah.
I think it was free, like, through Amazon or something. It's Iron Monkey. Mm-hmm. But the song is Bad Year. Because, you know, sometimes something happens and you're, like, your day's ruined. You're just like, I'm just going to have a bad day from here on out. I think that's the kind of thing, like, well, my fucking year is ruined now. I'm just going to have a bad year from after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can see that. All right. Any guesses?
Something chaotic and crazy. Spawn of Possession?
No. It was Honey, I've Never Had Sex That Wasn't Awkward by See You Next Tuesday.
Done.
So I figure you know, if you kind of put all my songs in sequence, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm disappointed. Yeah. I'm disappointed. And okay, now I understand where you're coming from, and now I kind of want to kill you for lying to me. But you know what? I'm going to be like Lord Mantis guy. I've never had sex that wasn't awkward. Let's just go with it. Let's see where this takes us. I'm drunk as fuck. Yeah.
I'm tripping balls on acid.
Right.
I'm on my fifth tab of E. That's the only time I don't even care.
Right. You know, I'm seeing dragons everywhere right now.
I gotta catch the dragon.
There's a dragon over here in the corner of the room fucking Henry Kissinger in the ass, and I'm worried about, you know, getting blown by a guy, whatever.
Speaking of dragon, you ever heard of the angry dragon? This will be fun.
I drain your dragon too.
Speaking of the dragon, I'm dragging my balls across your face. Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's a play on words.
The left hand of God?
No.
No.
That'd be good, too.
Alas, the Lord is upon me?
No.
Fuck!
I'm gonna cheat. Blow your trumpets, Gabriel.
That's right.
New one.
Let's be honest, at that point, shouldn't you be on a first name basis?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good point.
And he would have a name like Gabriel.
Yeah.
You know?
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle.
Yeah.
You said your name was Gabrielle.
You lied.
Blow your trumpets. Nice.
Because that's the noise I make.
Alrighty. I think this is the last one, guys.
Yeah.
There we go.
I know I'm going to be pissed the second you say who it is, but...
Well, I'm getting in the habit. I think I've picked these guys, like, more often than not. I pick a song from them. It just seems like they just have so many good song titles. They just fit with everything. Anonymous Thrack, Do Not Speak.
Don't even talk to me.
Or, like, ever. Of this, in the future, ever. Don't ever, like, this never happened. Do not speak of it.
They were one of my go-to bands.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of crazy song titles. So, like,
look, this never leaves the LeBaron, okay?
Yeah. All right. So, this is a band called Ayat from, I think they're from Lebanon. Title of the song is Puking Under Radiant Moonlight, in parentheses, followed by a century-long ejaculation.
So hold on, in your timeline.
I gotta hear that. I gotta hear this.
How are you ending your storyline with that?
It just, you know, you think about the Ace Ventura move, you know, where it's like, you want to puke your guts out, but maybe she's really hot. You blow your load anyway.
For a century. Just
for a century. Just constant jizzing.
Spans the gap of time.
It feels like a century because all you want to do is blow your load and leave the room.
But you can't.
But you can't.
Stop. Because she really sold it.
Right.
One small load for man, one giant ejaculate for transgender.
Kind. Trans kind.
Yeah.
All right. I totally wanted the song title. I don't care what you guys think.
Followed by a century-long ejaculation. Is that what it was?
Yep.
Oh, God. All right. I got
puking under radiant moonlight, followed by a century-long ejaculation.
I love that it's radiant.
Right, that implies that up until then it was pretty romantic.
Right, yeah.
It was probably like candlelight dinner.
And then you're like, blah, 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 blah.
All right, I got to talk this one up a little bit. We've all pretty much played out the same scenarios, the same feelings and everything. But I think the lyrics in this song represent a different take on the situation.
Oh boy.
Just listen.
Dude, I totally miss you. I really fucking miss you. I'm all alone, all the time. Dude, I totally miss you. The things we did together. Where have you gone?
It's Tenacious D.
Totally miss the honesty in special times and honestly. I totally miss the fucked up thing you do. I totally miss you.
That might be a turning point for some people.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Life's all about discovery.
Right? That's right. That definitely was a different, like, take on it.
I didn't even think about Tenacious D.
That reminds me.
It's kind of like that. Oh, good.
Well, honestly, that reminds me of a song that I heard. Well, I don't even know if it was a song, if it was just like a joke thing that Tim Wilson on the Bob and Tom show. He actually just died. It was real sad. Like all of a sudden he died. And man, talk about like depressing couple episodes of the Bob and Tom show. Like they were really. But anyway, he had this thing he would do, and it almost started kind of like that, but a little more country feel. But he'd be like, "I don't want to be gay again. This is my last night." That was it. Anyway, what were you gonna say?
No, it made me think of that. And it was a weird reference for a metal show, but that episode of Friends where Joey and Ross were taking naps together.
Yeah, right. It was a nice nap.
Yeah, it was like the first really time they wake up, they're like, "Aah!" And then after that, they're kind of like, yeah.
It was a nice nap.
So, I'm going upstairs. Take a nap.
That's where I'll be.
And he's like reading his magazine and then he quick closes it and like stands up and like sneaks out the door. Like.
Yeah. Everybody. Don't they get caught at the end? Like somebody walks in.
Yeah,
like,
all four, the other like four are just standing there with their arms folded. It's a great nap. It really was. And he looks up and they're all staring at him.
That's funny.
All right, Cody, you come up with anything?
Yeah, I went looking for keywords and found some, so.
Lay it on us.
All right, first one, I have the Dave Brocky experience. Should the ugly girl blow me?
Yeah.
Straightforward.
Yeah. Next is Rammstein, Mann gegen Mann, which is man against man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tool, hooker with a penis.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man.
That was in my maybe pile.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't always get that.
Vomitron, penis fly trap. Primus, shake hands with beef.
Yeah. You know what? There was a song, somebody had a song, and I was like, "This." Somebody should have picked, like, Primus. Like, I'm sure Primus has something that's, like, perfect for this. Shake hands
with beef. That's great. My last one was Guar penis, I see.
Yep.
Oh, man, yeah.
Nice. Of course, fucking Dave Brocky knows about that stuff. So.
Right. Yeah, I had a few. I had a few in the that didn't make the cut. Hooker with a penis was definitely one. Forced gender reassignment by cattle.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
My skin of deceit by a skeleton witch. Just thought about, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of tied back into the flesh prison concept, so I guess I could have gone either way.
Right.
And then punish the deceptive severely by decaying purity. So again, you know, they lie to you. You gotta put the screws to them.
I had Deftones didn't make my list, Change in the House of Flies, because that's totally a blowjob song. It totally is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need to go to, like, pay attention to the lyrics there.
Yeah. It's just the right mood, the right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll you mean you lyrically later. Or just the, yeah.
We'll see you guys later.
You mean lyrically or, like, it inspires?
The lyrics actually go surprisingly well with the subject, but more so just the just music the, and yeah. the atmosphere, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna make a note of that.
Yeah.
It can't come to this song.
What does it make you think of?
Test out this hypothesis.
Cool. Well, I'll for sure put the interview in the episode post so you can read up on Lord Mantis. Yeah. Hilarious. So, yeah, good times. This was a good one. We've yet to come up with a topic where I legitimately think, like, this was a horrible... I mean, I've said it. I've said worst idea ever, but it's still pretty fun. You know what I mean? Like, so, maybe that's what...
Do we want to push it? Like, do you want to get to that point? All
right. We should really just make a point to make the most absolute worst. Nobody's laughing. Like, you know what I mean? Just like...
Can we get this over with?
Yeah. No, actually, never mind. I don't think I want to do that.
Yeah, no. Because then you're getting into, like, baby rape and shit. That's like...
I'm sure we could make baby rape funny.
I mean, if dead baby jokes are funny. Short. Yeah.
Yeah.
Top 5 songs for the baby rape scene in a Serbian film.
Yeah. I think we preface, maybe not out loud. What's that?
There'd definitely be a Guar song or two on that.
Yeah.
Right?
There's not an out loud verbal, like, disclaimer on the show that's like, but I think it's implied. You know what I mean? When people listen to us, they know that, like, we're just joking. Like,
I already have stuff. Like, don't one or two this. That I'm not going to say because I know I would, like, offend probably one or two of you.
Oh, so. Really? No, bust it out.
No. Okay. I will. Top 5 songs to justify the scene in The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
You know what I'm talking about. The first one? Yeah.
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 I can't.
That's why I didn't want to say it.
I can't handle that.
Is it a child thing?
No.
No, but it's... That I can put up with a lot, like, in movies, you know what I mean?
Like, you can put up a lot with, like, in real life.
Yeah.
Example, Bud fucking Dwyer video.
Yeah.
I can't hang with that shit.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can, like, yeah, like, snuff videos and stuff like that, like, there's two things that really bother me is like, animal cruelty, so, like, some of the PETA videos where, you know, you have videos of guys punching cows and stuff. Or those two idiots that were torturing that pit bull puppy that made national news and they ended up getting arrested. I think it was done in Oklahoma or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So that shit bugs the shit out of me. And then rape scenes. Like, The Hills Have Eyes, fucking The Last House on the Left. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do it.
That's why I didn't want to say it.
And I
guess
that's
crazy. Even just the whole fact that it's a movie, like, it still bugs you.
I just can't do it. Like,
see, like, I feel like there's not much
I can't even think of anything off the top of my head in a movie that would like bother me that much. Especially when you compare it to Bud fucking Dwyer, where that's not a movie. That really happened.
Right.
And you're laughing your ass off. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to be fucked for like 3 days now. And I didn't even watch it. Like, I didn't even watch it happen. I saw like, I looked away, and then I looked back, and I saw like the blood coming out. And I'm like, I'm done. That's crazy.
Yeah, wow. I don't know what it is. I just the concept of rape just bothers me on a level that like I just like violence against women and children in general and animals. Like, just, you know, I'm not trying to be like overly chivalrous or whatever, because we, you know, we've been if you listen, we spent the last 2 hours talking about hypothetically beating up on trannies, but I don't know why it just. And especially the director's cut of Last House on the Left, the remake, that shit goes on for like, it's got to be a 10-minute scene, and it's every guy in the group taking a run at this chick, and it's just, and you get to the point where you're just like, why am I watching this?
Wow,
yeah.
The end of the movie's really satisfying, you know, because they get their comeuppance, but you know, everything up to that point, like, you're just like, fuck, you know. And I guess part of it's just, you know, having a daughter of my own, like, if anybody did that,
the whole animal thing gets to me too.
Yeah,
I have people, whatever.
Yeah,
fuck them up all day long, I don't care.
So what's your other one then? Or was
that was two? Like the first one that popped in my head, and I still feel bad saying that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What, did you say there was two, or that was just the one?
I may have. That's the only one I could think of, though.
Okay.
I don't want to push my luck, man.
Yeah. All right. Wow. That's the first time I'm surprised that like I'm not as, I guess, bothered.
Everybody has their thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I haven't been exposed to it as much. I mean, I'm sure I've seen rape scenes, but in movies, but nothing that like bothered me. Maybe I'll have to check that out and see.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just like that just the concept, you know, the concept of rape bothers me, and victim blaming really bothers me. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say, "Oh, she was dressed like that,"
she was wanting it.
Yeah, anybody ever says that, don't ever say that to me, because I'll punch you in the face right there. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
deserves that.
On a happier note, remember when Stu was talking about that prolapsed anus Tybo thing?
Oh, yeah. Did you find it?
I didn't.
Oh.
Hold on. Before I tell you what I did find, do you know what I'm talking about, Cody or Matt? Do you know?
Yeah.
He was like, it was like some like just tag team fisting thing of this chick. Two kids, and they were like tie-bowing, he said, until at some point her anus just like fell out.
Yeah.
So, no, what, well, okay. I wasn't by myself. Kim and I actually found this. So, don't think bad of just me, but it was like, there was a thumbnail where it was like, what the fuck is that? So we had to click on it, and I think... Because I don't know.
You know it's good when it starts off with, I think.
Because I don't know if I've ever actually seen a speculum, but I think it was a speculum, but it was in this chick's ass. And it was like something out of a science fiction movie, because like her rectum was like the size of a grapefruit. It was this cave.
Oh my God.
Because this like speculum, like hollow can thing had been shoved in there, and it was, I literally, like, a grapefruit could have like easily gone in and out of that. But what was hilarious was like in the background is her duodenum, I think that's what it's called, like the sphincter from her large intestines, and she was making it open and close.
Oh,
looked like an alien from the science fiction movie. She was like, blah, blah, blah. I was laughing my ass off. I was like, what the hell is that?
Was that a GIF?
No, it was on RedTube. It was a video, and it was labeled anal fisting. And I'm like, that doesn't even come close to what it. You got to have some word. I think it was a speculum, but you got to have something like, you've never seen anything like this.
Fucking Scarlet, Jesus.
And you know that line in Bad Santa where like I haven't shit right for 2 weeks. This chick will never shit right ever.
No,
for the rest of her life.
No,
she is like, yeah, ruined forever. It was the worst, just the most hilarious, like, what the fuck? And then, I don't know if you want me to tell you what she did after that, because that was just the first, like, 5 seconds. But then what, like, Sarah's like, I don't know how she's surviving. What she's doing to herself, like, seems like something's going to perforate.
Yeah.
She's going to bleed out because that just doesn't seem healthy at all.
No.
But it was pretty hilarious. And I was like, I need to tell Stu about this because this might one up his prolapse anus thing. Anyway, so. Wow. So, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I brought that up to, you know, refresh the palate from what you guys were talking about before. Mm. So now you're in a good mood, right, guys?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of my eyes are tearing.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah. The bar is set real high. I don't know what we're going to do next time, but I'm sure it'll be great, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully something less homo. All right,
hopefully.
So.
Mouth rip madness, too.
Yeah. Whenever, if Jared's ever on vacation and we do a show, then that's when we'll do the mouth riffing again. Because he said several times, like, worst idea ever. I'm not doing that again. But, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to close the show here. We're going to play a Vital Malice tune. I think we played all of them off the EP that you did for a Matt. Except for The Order. So yes. We're going to play The Order.
Yes.
And enjoy this. And then stay tuned for whatever we come up with next. The bar's set high, guys. So
high as a kite.
Yeah.
And now you've listened to Metal Speak. Fuck off.
Tube and look for anal fisting.
Shit, dude, I have a Chromecast. That's gonna be real fucking fun. Yeah. God,
this is Alex, and you're listening to Metal Speak.
No,
this is Scott. This is Rob.
Really? And then together we'll do This Is Metal Speak.
Okay, there you
go. Okay.
Yes, go.
This is Alex.
This is Scott.
This is Rob.
You're listening to Metal Speak podcast.
Wait, should we say we're from Fallujah first?
Okay.
We're here.
So we'll do from Fallujah together.
Okay. That's pretty good.
No, it's gonna be good.
This is Alex from Fallujah.
This is Scott from Fallujah. This is Rob from Fallujah. That's dumb, dude.
No, this is...
We should leave all of this in.
No, we will.
No, Alex. Just say it and mind it.